Good morning, friends. This is Joel Martin with you for the Everlasting Word. Now, today's message is going to come out of chapter 9 of the book of Ecclesiastes. And in this passage of scripture we're going to read a story that Solomon gives about a poor wise man. And it's very easy, if you're just casually reading your Bible, as you read these verses, it's very easy to overlook the just absolute nuggets of truth that is in this story about this wise man. Just not about this poor wise man, but about other people as well. But as we look in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, we will read verses 13 through 18. And this is Solomon writing. He says, "This wisdom have I seen also under the sun, and it seemed great unto me. There was a little city and a few men within it. And there came a great king against it and besieged it and built great bulwarks against it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom delivered the city. Yet no man remembered that same poor man. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. The words of wise men are heard in quiet, more than the cry of him that ruleth among fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroyeth much good." Now, in the scripture, we have this king that's besieging this tiny little city. This little city, it says, a few men was within the city. Now, we don't know exactly why this king wanted this city. Was he just being a bully? We don't know. Was it something strategic to him? Possibly, but we don't know. We're not told exactly why. However, when the king began to attack this little city, the inhabitants of the little city didn't know what to do. They were overwhelmed. They were stressed. They were scared. And they had no idea what to do. However, there was this one poor man in the city that had an answer. Because of his wisdom, he knew how to deal with this king. Now, there's some truths about this poor wise man that reveals true wisdom. True wisdom, this is what true wisdom does not do. True wisdom does not have a personal agenda. This poor wise man had no agenda. And poor wisdom does not look for leverage or an opportunity to improve their position and socially or whatever in authority. This poor wise man wasn't using any of this. But what true wisdom does do is it serves the greater good. True wisdom is not about the individual, not about the person. True godly wisdom is about everyone. How does it affect the big picture? How does it affect everyone? Now, I want you to notice what this poor wise man does, or rather, what this poor wise man does not do. When the people didn't know what to do, a man ordinarily in everyday routine life, they looked down upon him because he was poor. They shunned him. They didn't pay him any attention. They literally overlooked him. When they were panicking and out of fear, didn't know what to do, they come to him. And what this poor wise man does not do, he does not say, "Listen, in everyday life, you shun me. You overlook me. You take me for granted. Why should I help you now? You're getting what you deserve." No, True wisdom does not do that. True wisdom, again, is about the greater good. And again, if it wasn't for God's mercy, the way I personally have treated God throughout my life, there's been many times when I went to Him, and if it would have been another, I guess, human being that I would have went to, they may well have said, you know, Joel, you're getting what you deserve. You made that bed, you sleep in it. But no, this poor wise man did not say that. He devised a plan. Now, what he did, we don't know whether he gave the inhabitants of the city some kind of strategy to deal with this king and the weapons that this king was using against the city, or we don't know if he come up with some kind of negotiation plan to deal with this king so that the city could be saved. We don't know, but we do know that through this poor man's wisdom, the city was saved. Now, we go to verse 15, and it says, again, there was found in it a poor wise man, and he, by his wisdom, delivered the city. Yet no man remembered that poor man. So see, what happens is, in everyday life, when we're not scared, when something bad hasn't happened, the spirit of man wants to look down on God. The spirit of man wants to look down on godly people. The spirit of man, they just want to live the way they want to live and do as they do. But just as sure as something happens, their livelihoods are threatened and they become scared, who do they come running to? They come to those very people that they've looked down upon. They come to those very people who they've shunned. So in everyday life, a lost world does not recognize or even acknowledge true wisdom until something bad has happened in their life, and then they will come running. However, When that circumstance is dealt with, when that circumstance is resolved, they'll go back to living just like they normally live, and then they'll start looking down on people with godly wisdom. They'll start shunning people with godly wisdom, just like they did this poor wise man. Because why is that? Because this poor wise man, in their eyes, did not fit the bill. He wasn't in any position of authority. He didn't dress the way they wanted him to dress. He didn't act the way they wanted him to act. For see, Solomon points out that in verse 11 of chapter 9, that time and chance happens to us all. Something had happened with this poor wise man that he could not do anything about. It was beyond his dealing with. It was beyond his control. And that's why he was in the circumstance he was in. It doesn't mean just because he was living poorly didn't mean he didn't have any wisdom. For we know he had wisdom because he delivered the city. But yet, just because he didn't look the part, people forgot all about him. Although he saved their livelihood, he didn't look the part. He didn't play the part. So people goes back to, no thank you, no thank you. Now, this reminds me of when Jesus healed the 10 lepers. We think about this. How many of those lepers came back and gave Jesus thanks? One. One came back to give him thanks. One. Jesus said, go show yourself to the Sanhedrin. Go show yourself to the council. Well, all 10 of them took off to show themselves to the Pharisees. But one on his way going to the Pharisees realized, whoa, wait a minute. This man truly healed me. One comes back to give Jesus thanks. And see, friends, that's what the spirit of man is. When God delivers us from a situation, regardless of what means it is, we tend to want to go right back in our normal routine and not give thanks, not give the Lord the praise that he deserves, and we forget about him. Just like the people in this city did with this poor wise man. Now, in verse 16, and this is Solomon writing, Now, keep in mind, Solomon is a king. He's a man of authority. And he says this wisdom of this poor wise man was great, and he loved it. And then it says in verse 16, "Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard." The only time these people listened to this poor wise man was when they were in distress. They didn't have anywhere else to turn. They couldn't resolve the issue on their own. They saw no way out. And that's the only time they turned to this poor wise man. Friends, doesn't that sound just like the world we live in? We think about 9/11. We think about other times in this life. And people will flock to church. They're out of fear, out of anxiety. They will flock to church. But when things seem to get back to normal, what do? They go back to their same old normal routine, and they forget all about God. Friends, we cannot do that. Now, it says in verse 17, it says, "The words of wise men are heard in quiet, more than the cry of him that ruleth among fools." Now, I read this verse and I immediately think about Elijah. Elijah was in the grave. The great earthquake came. The great winds came. The great fire came. God was not in any of that. Although those three things were very powerful, God wasn't in any of it. But then a still, small voice spoke to Elijah. And Elijah was obedient enough and humble enough to listen. Those words are heard more than the cry of him that ruleth among fools. Because among fools, there's no quietness. No one's humbling themselves to listen. Everything's loud. It's chaos. And the one that rules over them has to speak over them. And those that the ruler is speaking to, they only hear a portion of what the ruler is saying. And also they only hear what they want to hear. Friends, you and I must stop and stand still and know that he is God. We must stop and humble ourselves, set our ambitions aside, set our agenda aside, and say, "Lord, I surrender whatever your call is, whatever you would have me do. Lord, I crucify this old flesh. I'm humbly listening to you. I'm attending to your spirit, and I'm pushing out this world. And Lord, I want to follow and worship you." That's where true wisdom comes from. And then he says in verse 18, "Wisdom is better than weapons of war." Wisdom. We are to seek God for true wisdom. But he says, "But one sinner destroyeth much good." We know the old saying, one rotten apple ruins the whole barrel. We know that. We understand that. That's a concept. That's a saying that we've heard ever since we were a little kid. But one sinner can tear down a lot of things. But see, friends, we need that godly wisdom. We need that wisdom just like this poor man had, regardless of how the world shuns us, regardless of what reproach this world brings upon us. We must seek God for that true guidance, that true direction, that true wisdom that will help us navigate our way through this world, and so that we may walk in his paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And always remember that true godly wisdom does not have a personal agenda, does not try to use things as leverage, as an opportunity to improve their position. True godly wisdom serves the greater good. It serves the greater good. And that's what true wisdom is. And that's today's message. I hope something in it has been said that's a help to you. And I will be back with you next week. This is Joel Martin.